Friday nights here. I stand adrenaline coursing through my body as I see you waiting for me. My last song ends with a long note, which wavers from my heartbeat under my lungs. I want you, and I hope you want me to. I walk up to the stage steps, and again you hold out your hand to help me walk down the two little wooden steps. As our hands touch, electricity, as if I feel the very fingerprints on your fingertips. I've been thinking about you. I'm so aroused. I feel my neck and cheek flushing with heat. I kiss your cheek as much for something to do to distract my body. I hold your elbow and squeeze it affectionately, and you smile and bow your head a little to kiss my cheek in reply. I feel your breath on my skin, and I shuffle my feet. My legs seem to need to move without permission. I slip my hand into your arm as it bends and point to the door. Shall we go then? Eager to be alone with you. I hear your chuckle as we stride straight outside to where there's a horse and carriage standing. I'm alarmed almost, and I look open-mouthed at you. It's late at night, but you just grin. I like you surprising me. Something you mentioned that night. I climb in and you sit next to me, and your arms around my shoulders. I press my handbag next to my leg and the side of the carriage so that I can hold your hands. The driver passes as a blanket as I giggle to have it across both our legs. You've got me under a blanket already. I whisper, I like this. I slip my hand across to smooth the blanket over our laps and briefly feel a bump. I don't mention it as I press my lips together with glee. It wasn't your knee. The horse trots and our heads sway back to the sudden movement. I turn my head to you and you kiss me, full on the lips. I turn my head. Your free hand is on my ribs, and your arm on my shoulder tightens as we embrace for a long, soft, moody kiss. My mouth opens as your tongue tickles mine, and then a new wave of lustful tongue from me as I lick the whole length and swirl. My knickers are wet immediately, and you don't loosen your grip as I glance at your eyes, smiling, twinkling eyes. I rub my nose on your chest, and soon we kiss again, a long, wonderful, lingering kisses that fill my chest and my stomach with thrills. Thrills of nerves. I shift slightly to face my knees. They touch you. And I think about the bump. If I were a man, I'd have a huge erection for you. My clit is hard and pulsing. I moan gently at the thought of doing everything we described to each other on that phone. Here and now. Ooh. I need to compose myself. But I don't. I just keep kissing your sexy fucking mouth like my life depended on it. I realise I need to breathe and press my face against your cheek. As I gasp and pant a little. Oh. Oh. Oh, I didn't realise how much I needed that. You're kissing down my neck in small pecks. Small but not softly, and you moan gently and in an agreeing sound as I giggle. Oh. So, my enthusiasm wasn't one-sided then. You take my hand from your shoulder and guide it to the blanket on our laps, and you rest it where I can be in no doubt about what that bump is. I shudder a little as I look in your eyes and smile. And I whisper in your ear, I want you so much tonight. I want you. I hear you saying my name. Each kiss you moan, Rose, Rose, Rose. You tell me you need this too. You bring my knee up over your leg. I'm still being cupped by your hand. You hold my face gently, smile at me, and we both giggle. Can't wait. And I don't think you can wait either. Pull the blanket up over our shoulders so that my hand can touch. It doesn't matter that the night's cold, we're so warm under this blanket. So warm. Touch you through your trousers. I can't stop my hands from being like magnets, and you tell me to squeeze. Oh. You moan for me. We both quieten down as we get to the traffic lights, though, because the sound of the horses hooves have stopped, and and you mutter some sentence. "We should try that place out," you say. It just makes me giggle. In your attempt to sound like you're talking about a restaurant, I'm just like, oh, that place. The horse begins to trot again. And your fingers are inside my panties. And I watch as you bring them up from under the blanket up to your mouth and taste your fingers in front of me. You whisper to me, "You want to do things to me. Very rude things. You have to me right fucking now." The driver asks, "Are you enjoying yourselves back there?" Oh, fuck. And you answer, "The best ride of your life." I can't help giggling as you tell the driver. Because I flinched when he'd half turned his head. And I'd gripped your cock a bit tighter, having watched you lick your fingers away. I'm enjoying this so much. I don't really want it to end, but I do want. What's next? What's gonna be next? How long is there left on this ride? Is it by the block, the mile, the hour? And you tell me it's as long as I like. I take your hand and put it back down under the blanket. And I make sure your fingers are on my wetness. Your eyes widen. And I lift my hand back up to clasp your face. Both of my hands pulling you to me. I want you to make me come here first as we kiss. And take me to bed. I feel you. Fingers rub me so gently and yet so fast. Oh God, I'm not gonna last very long like this, I think. Oh, maybe that's the point. We kiss. I can only moan into your mouth. Oh. Nod, you're smiling. Whatever words I could say just evaporated from my mind. The moan whimper. You call out to the driver. to tell him to find the nearest taxi rank. But you ask him to take your phone first and photograph us snuggled in the carriage like two lovebirds. My face still red and flushed. I smile. Tilt my head onto your head. This photograph. Oh, God. As soon as possible, we get into the cab. I look back at the horse. My heart is just racing. I can barely look at you as we drive through the streets. I think about how each button on your shirt will come undone, and how each leg on your trousers will be pulled free, and how you will take off my clothes and then my underwear, and how you will see me naked and look at me, at my body, at my whiteness. I know you want to kiss me there and lick me there and touch me there, and I wriggle and moan, turning from you in the cab, but you kiss my neck and hold my sides with your big hands. I take a deep breath. You can feel my ribs expand, and you whisper to me, "We're almost there." Never was a truer word spoken. I giggle. And you smile. You look deeply into my eyes, and we get out of the cab. After you've paid, I have my hand on my handbag, and you frown and push my hand back. You walk up the short way to your apartment block, stifling giggles of excitement. You see, I'm so tense. Burst. Suddenly you just kiss me and pick me up and spin me round. And I let out a giggle and hit you with my handbag playfully. We go upstairs in a sudden calmness of entering a quiet hallway in your silent apartment. Calmness just crumbles into grabbing and moaning and kissing as you pull off my coat, kissing my cheek and my neck and my hands everywhere too. All I can think of is kissing your naked body. I throw my bag down with the increasing pile of clothes at our feet and I pause as you stop for a moment. You seem to be just staring at me in my bra and stockings. I pull my hair clip out, wanting my long hair to cover me somehow as it slips over my shoulders and down my chest. The longest strands touch my tummy. But you straighten your hands, push them together like you're going to say a prayer, and then either side of my neck you push the hair back over my shoulders. Your warm, large hands are on each of my upper arms. I hold your ribs with my hands now, our arms touching. You say, "Come here." I smile, looking up at you, feeling the heat of your bare chest, and my pounding heartbeat makes my cleavage jiggle as we close the gap between us. Hands slip round each other and you kiss with such passion. I just melt into you. Whimper as you stop kissing me. You let go of my head and push your hand on around me. Walking in exaggerated long strides with me between your legs, you practically drag me backwards, still kissing me. Your right hand on the back of my neck, your left arm under my, around my back. I'm just clinging to you as you do with me as you will. The bed hits the back of my legs and you lower me onto my back. I whimper as you stop kissing me. Your nostrils flare. And you growl for me, holding my hands like little fists, shaking almost with excitement as you pull my down my knickers and gasp with joy as you push my legs open. You kneel down, take a long look. Thighs tighten, the muscles, my tummy quivers. I can feel how wet I am. My pussy must be wetly matted with my hairs, and you use your thumbs to gently but firmly part my swollen lips. I prop myself up on my elbows in order to watch, but my head flops backwards as I feel you take a very long, slow lick from between my lips all the way up to my pulsing clit. The noise I make until I snap my head back up in time to see you looking right at me into my eyes as you dip your straightened tongue inside me, my mouth wide open like my pussy is for you now. I almost come there and then as you growl again, fucking hell, your mouth! I make no more sense for the next while. Only animalistic noises. You do terrible things to me. Terrible, wonderful, erotic, orgasmic things to me. You find out I'm almost insatiable for your skills, kissing, licking, sucking. I come in your mouth at least 3 times when I'm so aroused. I have no idea or concept of number or even what my name is. All I am is a woman. Being made to feel ecstatic and tears of joy run as freely as my cum does into your fucking mouth. Blinded me with passion, made me come over and over, and I look in your eyes and see the need you have as we kiss. I kiss my own taste from your mouth and moan as I know how you enjoy doing that to me. I reach down to the cock I handled earlier. I glimpsed it when you took off your clothes, and it's so hard, dying, to lick the dew off the tip. But I see you just want to know what it's like to be in that silken, hot, wet pussy of mine. Tell you, I want you inside me. Let me show you what I can do for you. For you. I climb over you and stand up from where you were. I step close and kiss you, holding your shoulders and push you back. You back on the bed. I slowly watch as you lay back. Your face is covered in the glow of rapture. I see you pleased by the sight of me climbing over you. And then I see your mouth open as you feel my softness on your hardness. And your breath aches with a moan as I enclose you with the depth of me opening. I moan too as I feel my space, myself filled with you. My mind is... it's filled with the thoughts of it all, and I shiver with delight as you reach up to pull me to you. And I lay upon your chest slowly and let my hips rise. This withdrawal leads to your hips lifting too, not wanting my warmth to go, so I tighten. The heaven. And you swear. I nuzzle your neck. Yes, I tell you. And you know that I'll not just fuck you. I'll give you everything I am. I continue as I push on my hands, kissing you, letting my tits rub on your chest. With each lift of my hips, I tilt my pelvis. Slow moans, I feel your hardness slide, and I cling to it as I pull away. I love the way you swear each time or moan as we kiss. The drive for both of us is in the need to share this moment, to share something more intimate than touches and flesh, but the freedom of each other's ecstasy. As I rise, you thrust to lift me and touch where I'm seldom touched. I cry out as I feel that and tighten involuntarily. I'm your bursting cock. Your orgasm. Quieter than mine, but no less powerful. And I keep you within me. And I giggle at the joy in your eyes. Mm.